Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, June the 4th. The grains closed higher with July corn up 20 and 3/4 cents at 682 and 3/4. July wheat up 11 and a half cents at 687 and 3/4. And July beans up 34 and a half cents at 1583 and 3/4. The oil was up 249, did not make new highs from the other day. The meal up 460 at 396. Obviously, the change in the forecast taking the rains out for next week sent these prices higher. We don't see a whole lot of heat. You know, after this weekend, it's going to be 90-91, Chicago, Des Moines. Fargo is going to be 100 degrees today, maybe tomorrow. But then, you know, we cool off. Fargo goes right back down to 90. We're going right back into the 80s. And maybe even the high 70s by the end of next week. So I don't see the heat as really being that big of an issue out here. But what I do see is the dryness. And if the forecasts are right, we don't see very much rain next week. If we come in Sunday night and there's no rain in the forecast, you know, the market will open sharply higher. And, you know, my guess is continue to move higher from there. So it's all about the weather as much as anything else. I was surprised the bean oil was so strong. We had lower prices in Malaysia overnight, but the bean oil didn't care. We ran it up here. The crude oil is up 81 a barrel. Maybe that had something to do with the strength. But, you know, at some point we're going to be killing demand out here. We're going to be encouraging, you know, what are the acres going to be at the end of the month? I just can't imagine with corn and beans. We are not going to see a huge number. But if we stay hot and dry between now and June, prices will be exceedingly high by the time we get to that report, and that may be the selling opportunity. Frankly, you know, I'm not sure we're going to do that. I'm still under the thinking that this is a rally in a bull market. We haven't come close to taking out the highs that the May contract made, with the exception of the July oil that got close the other day but couldn't do it. But you know, can we take out those highs? Yeah, I'm still thinking that it's going to be tough. Certainly the change in the forecast today makes it a little bit easier, but, you know, can they change these forecasts again? It's very hard to trade these weather markets. As many of you know who have heard my seminar in 1988, I was long a bunch of beans on a weekend. It was called hot and dry by Tom Skilling for the weekend. All of a sudden, on Sunday morning, I wake up to thunder and lightning, 2 to 3 inches of rain. Beans opened, July beans, where there were no limits, opened $1 a bushel lower, and that was it. We killed the bull market right from there. So what my point is that, you know, on any given day or weekend, they change these forecasts or these rains pop up, this market's going south in a big way. Until we either see a change in the forecast or pop-up rain and significant rain, these markets are likely to continue to move higher now. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.